Welcome, podcast listeners, to the second episode of the Recovery is Real podcast. My name is Nikki Hanks. I am the Eger County Ross Recovery Navigator, and I will be the host for this episode today. I also have here with me Ambrosia.
Hi, podcast listeners. Ambrosia is back here on the podcast again. My name is Ambrosia Branson, and I'm the Eger County Ross Coordinator, and I will be co-hosting alongside Nikki today.
Today's episode will be about what it's like to recover here in Eger County. We have Jess here to talk about her experience being in recovery in the same community she once struggled with substances in. Hi, Jess. Thanks for being here today. Jess, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what recovery means to you?
Hey, listeners. My name is Jess Perrell. I'm 38 years old, and I suffer from long-term substance abuse addiction, and I have been in recovery for 19 months. Recovery has most definitely changed my life. I have been blessed with an amazing new start on life. I have a job and I work for amazing people. My relationships with my children has grown so much from before. I view my life as a beautiful new chapter where now I have control over my story.
You know, Jess, I'm just so happy that you're here on this podcast with us today, and that the listeners can learn a little bit more about you and, like you had said, what recovery means to you. I've been in Eger County, Nikki, probably almost 2 years now. And in the time I've been here, I really have been able to grow and see you as a person and see you grow. And I'm just so happy you're here with us today. I can't even say it enough times. I'm just so happy. So thank you again. Nikki, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Jess, what was it like for you when you first came home from treatment, being that you came back to the community you once used in?
Oh boy, coming home was very hard. They most definitely don't prepare you for everything you left behind. All the problems you left are still waiting on your doorstep when you get home. That's probably one of the hardest things, trying to figure out how to put the pieces back together. As I've been married for 17 years, and we've both done a lot of damage to our family. So it would have been really easy just to walk away and start fresh. But we both chose to rebuild our family and fix our problems to save our marriage.
You know, Jess, I think it's really important for podcast listeners to really listen to your experience that you're explaining to us here today. You know, you had all of these aspects in your life that were damaged, and you really just go into detail about the persistence and resilience that you had and, you know, rebuilding those relationships and bringing everything back in your life that you once had. I think it's just really important for people to really listen to that and take that away from, you know, our discussion today.
Jess, what did you find most helpful in regards to coming home and staying clean?
My biggest fear was coming home and being in the same town I used in. But no matter where you go, the same drugs are out there. You have to change people, places, and things if you want to change your life.
You know, I'm really happy that you highlighted on that too, Jess, because something we hear all the time in the community is that people can't recover here in Eger County. You can't recover in the same community that you once used in. And you are living, breathing proof of this. And, you know, we just love that you're able to be here today and just show people that, you know, people can and do recover here in Eger County. There are living, breathing proof. I love it.
I second that, Jess. Jess, do you have any advice for individuals coming back to the same community after treatment?
I would have to most definitely say going to meetings and finding your recovery family has helped me in so many ways. It most definitely saved my life in the beginning. Make sure that you set boundaries with people and you know your limits so you don't fail. I had 8 years clean time and fell right back in over one single use and lost another 6 years to my addiction. You most definitely have to put in the work if you want to keep it.
I think it's really awesome too that you highlighted on the importance of like that recovery community or recovery supports. And, you know, as a Ross, that's something we really just try to build. And it's just amazing to hear you say, you know, that is what one of the things that have really helped me in my journey to recovery. And I just hope that, you know, we can continue to build this recovery community and you can continue to build it as well, Jess, because you just do so many great things in the community.
Jess, can you tell me a little bit about what it was like trying to find a job after your time in active use?
Trying to find a job felt almost impossible at first. I put in applications. I filled out the applications online. But then I finally showed up and asked in person. And by all means, my boss was very skeptical. But he gave me a chance, and I have surpassed his expectations by far. And they are more like my family now. There is nothing that he doesn't know about my past or present. He is most definitely one of my biggest supporters out there.
Thank you for sharing that, Jess. I feel this is a great message for individuals that may have a lapse in employment due to their substance use.
And too, I think it's just really great to be able to see and you being able to promote in the community that positive relationship you have with your employer. I know employment, I guess, is a really big barrier that we've been told of in Edgar County is, you know, people in the community hiring people in recovery. And so that's something we really want to work on. And I feel like your experience is just the epitome of what we want everyone to have here in Edgar County whenever they are beginning their recovery journey. So thanks, Jess. I love you.
So Jess, can you tell me a little bit about your life today in recovery?
My life has changed in so many ways. My children finally get a good mom who's always there because there was lots of times that I wasn't there. And now I get to spend a lot of time working with ROSC and their community events. I volunteer for Celebrate Recovery. It's a local faith-based support program, which has changed my life in so many ways. I now get this closer relationship to God, and they help me find my path, and they help me understand my new life.
You know, I just love that, Jess, especially you touching on, you know, a lot of individuals, whenever they're first navigating that recovery journey, they're trying to determine what pathway is right for them. Because as we all know, every individual has a different pathway to recovery. So I really liked you, you know, bringing that to the light for our podcast listeners today, as that was your pathway to recovery and the ways in which they helped you in so many ways on your journey. I just love that. I also wanted to touch a little bit on, you know, the different community events that you've been able to really help us with. We appreciate you more than you know. What is your favorite event that you've been able to help with the Ross?
One of my favorite events, I would have to say, most definitely hands down, is Free Laundry Day, because watching the community come together to help each other out is a huge blessing. Like, we get to see so many different people that really need our help, and just being able to be a part of that just shows you there's so much out there in this town, and there are people that are willing to help.
Most definitely. Me and Nikki can 100% agree with you on that. You know, for those of you that maybe weren't able to listen to our last podcast episode, I did touch a little bit on our laundry days and what those kind of look like in the community. So, if you're ever interested in being a part of our free laundry days, you know, we are always welcoming volunteers. And, you know, it's really a great event for us to give back and, you know, have that outreach with those that are in need in the community. You know, Jess, I know another event that you were able to assist the Roskin back way back when in September of last year was our Paint the Town Purple event where we hung purple ribbons around town. So I want to know what was your favorite part of that
Is that not a single one of us could tie a bow?
event?
It took us half the day trying to figure out how to tie these bows, but just getting to be around sober people and showing our community that we do have a problem in our town. There is hope out there still for people that struggle with addiction.
You know, too, with the Paint the Town Purple event, like you said, I mean, it was a great event where we were able to promote and show awareness of, you know, National Recovery Month and that recovery is possible. I remember looking on Facebook right after that event and seeing people posting, like, what are these purple ribbons for? You know, and, you know, just people posting that, and we were able to provide education and show people, you know, this is National Recovery Month. You know, this is what September is for us, and recovery is possible. And, you know, we have so many people in the community that support recovery and just continuing to share that message in those words.
Jess, do you have any advice on how to rebuild relationships with family after so much time in active addiction?
Rebuilding relationships is a very slow process. I've done a lot of damage to my husband throughout my addiction, from being unfaithful So all the lies I would tell him, not coming home for days at a time. And now I get to tell him everything. I get to share a part of my life with him that he probably never knew. But it most definitely takes time to rebuild that trust, even with your children. In their minds, they're just waiting for you to relapse because it happens so many times. But soon enough, all the pieces will fall into place. But one of my harder relationships has been with my father since he's still part of that world. But he has always been my best friend. He's always been my rock throughout my entire life. But coming home, I knew I had to keep my distance. And that's a pain that I could never explain. But now I'm lucky enough that I have enough clean time in that I'm able to start a whole new chapter with him. And he gets to watch me blossom into the daughter he should have always had.
Thank you, Jess, for giving those pieces of advice for our podcast listeners today. I think it's really important that, you know, we touched on how you've been able to rebuild relationships with your family after your time in active addiction. And one of the things that I really wanted to highlight was, you know, your ability to set boundaries. I think that's one of the things that maybe people in recovery struggle with, is being able to set and maintain those boundaries for whatever it is that you need to continue your journey to recovery. So I want to thank you so much for highlighting on that and looking at that importance of boundaries in our recovery journey.
Jess, I just want to say, watching you grow into the person you are today has been such a blessing for Ambrosia and I both. Your journey is just astonishing, and I hope future episodes that we will be able to share more of that story. So last question for you, Jess. What is the one thing you want listeners to take away from our discussion today?
I would have to say that anyone can change. I'm no different than you are. I was at rock bottom. I was so far at rock bottom. I can't even explain. There wasn't a single day that I wanted to be alive. But you have to want to fight to change your life. And you have to be ready to leave your past behind you. If just one single person takes anything from my story and it helps them, then it was worth it. We do recover, and I'm living proof.
Thank you so much, Jess, for just being so vulnerable and open for all of our listeners today. We've really enjoyed having you here on this podcast. And again, like Nikki said, I really hope that you're going to be on our future podcast to continue sharing your story for people to hear and learn about you and realize that people can and do recover. So ending on that note, you know, we did want to share a message that when we recover loudly, we keep others from dying quietly. That's something we, you know, have been really big on promoting here in the community and just trying to recover out loud. That way people know that recovery is possible, especially here in Edgar County. So to wrap up our second podcast episode today, I want to thank all of you for being here with us, for joining in, for listening in. And we hope to see you on our next Recovery is Real podcast episode number 3. Thank you all so much and have a great day.